The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Just one little hour.
Just one little hour.
Cute, cute, in a stupid ass way.
See, I could see you being a crooner.
Like that's what I'm saying. I'm going to be like a kind of singer. Yeah. I'm going to make like...
You land into the croon.
I feel like I have to lean in. I'm going to make some like make fucked up music.
That's I feel like pretty. The croon is the full sing though. Like really, yeah, you gotta kind of.
It's gonna be like
full sing.
To oversing. You've got to really be able to sing already.
I'm not really good, but I've got a nice voice. So what I'll do is I'll just be like, yeah, the bluebells on your casket.
Oh yeah,
it's basically like a shoo-shoo impression.
I can already see it.
I'll fuck with that because I'm just gonna do a shoo-shoo, but in the baritone voice that I have with Scott Walker.
Okay,
and then like. No one's going to like the music.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, yeah, but it's fucking banging. You know? It's going to be weird.
Right.
So I don't know. I was thinking, I was toying with some different musical conceits, like maybe just make like, kind of like if Death Grips made dance music, but then also like, kind of more traditionally avant-garde music composition, and then just kind of like throw them both on top of each other, like maybe some like Eric Satie-esque piano stuff, you know, and just maybe like ride that out and see like the find the 10 people who care about that.
Right. And then, now, and then
if one of them is rich, you know, then you can get a patron
and then I could then you just be like, he's like, Jester.
Make
drum me
song.
Up another one of your drum and bass fiascos. demand to be delighted.
I enjoy them.
A pretty common factor in like the avant-garde music circles that there are just a lot of like anonymously like rich people kind of cruising around to those shows.
It's
and like
it's, you know, it's a lot of grants from like universities. Like maybe if you're lucky, you're like some kind of like guy who just like works. You know, like a think tank almost, university think tank. It's all just like grant programs and just like, because no one else will pay for this.
That's sweet grant money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I should do.
So you got to get like a professorship or you got to get something other
not necessarily.
Than
you
like,
have to apply. You have to apply for the grant and that's like a whole, writing process.
It doesn't seem like, that seems like problematic. You got to know some people maybe. You got to grease some palms.
I'll figure it out.
To the right parties to get that going.
I don't like.
Grant money.
Go to the right parties.
Maybe just be more. I'm not going to make that joke. What are we doing here, Spenny?
Well, we are about to embark on another glorious episode of
Hit or Shit.
We said it at the same time. That's right. Well, we kind of missed the first one.
I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, we did.
Compared to the last couple times. Yeah.
Well, last time I kind of leaned into it and I did like the offbeat of everyone, but it didn't quite work out so well.
It didn't work out at all.
Well, it was avant-garde, all right.
It was avant-garde.
There was intention placed into it, so. But yeah, we're doing another episode of Hit or Shit, where the idiots who discuss the universe also discuss music, because that's part of the universe. And
we like to talk about music.
Yeah, and we judge it harshly. Mm-hmm. We judge it the shit out of it. We deem it good or bad. And today...
Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, we're the Peanut Gallery. Mm-hmm. We're the professional Peanut Gallery.
Mm-hmm. The opinion providers.
Yes!
Yeah.
Today we're listening to a band called Inter Arma, which...
There's some, like...
Look at these.
I'm just looking at their profile picture.
Yeah, look at these beards.
There's one guy. Camo shorts.
Oh no, I don't want to look. I was going to get up and look.
There's a guy wearing camo shorts. There's a jean jacket.
There's only one guy who's a snack.
Is this guy?
Yeah, but even him.
Jean jacket, he's got kind of a weird thing going on. And the camo shorts on the same guy or two different
There's guys. A leather jacket with camo shorts. And, and man, it's just like,
leather jacket,
dude, your calves are not that nice. You need to be wearing some, like, pants.
Like he's got the socks, like, the high socks rolled down.
High white socks. Yeah.
Leather jacket and shorts.
I mean, they're not into fashion.
It's not a good move.
They're not into fashion. No, 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 no.
Why can't there be more? You know how, like, there's, like, this weird brand of, like, you know, like, hip-hop and skateboarders who have, like, they're kind of on the cutting edge of fashion where it's, like, kind of dressed like your dad in the 90s, and that's, like, what's really cool and fashionable right now. Why is metal still so unfashionable, except for the throwback tees?
Yeah,
and even that's not fashionable anymore. That was fashionable like 5 years ago.
Because it's I don't know. There's this mentality of like, if I'm fashionable, then I'm like a sellout, or like if I care, it's like I'm already like ugly anyway, so fuck it, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what's going on there.
Yeah, it's just like lean into the
ugly.
Lean into the ugly.
I respect that.
Yeah, so I think that's what's going on here with these folks a little bit.
I think they are leaning in, Spencer.
They are leaning in,
and I, one snack out of five. And he doesn't even look that appealing.
For like,
he's like the real stale Ritz cracker at the bottom of the box. And you're like, I fucking love Ritz's.
Yeah,
but you, sir, are old.
Yes, you are old and stale, and you've lost your buttery sheen.
Ugh.
And so these guys
are so good.
They kind of come from the camp of like the Baroness, like sludge metal kind of stuff. I'm pretty sure they're from the South as well. They're from Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So they've got this Southern thing going on, but they've messed around with orchestration stuff in the past. Like they've had a bunch of string parts, you know, more tasteful than your average like metal, like fanfare kind of a thing where it's, it seems it's
bad MIDI horns.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's
Behemoth kind of did it pretty good, but okay.
Yeah, it's more integrated.
Here's my question. Are they on the up, right and high, or on the downfall? In your opinion.
In my opinion, they're kind of... In the metal world, I think they never really got anywhere as far as like commercial success. Because they really went a strange direction when they broke through. Yeah, they went a strange direction when they did have momentum. You know, there was this time with this album, Sky Burial, that there was like, Inter Armor, like, next Mastodon? Next Mastodon? Okay. Like, maybe we could...
And they didn't give a fuck.
No.
All right, respect.
And so then they did this whole Paradise Gallows thing, which has very long songs and strange things going on. There's like a nautical theme going on.
I like sea albums.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite either, but I did appreciate them for kind of what you were touching on, is that like they were just like, we're not going to do the commercial sludge metal thing.
I think this is good for context, Craig, because I always like to know where a band is and their trajectory.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to their music.
I always see what you're saying.
Definitely.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's important.
And so where did we decide that they are? They are still on their way up, or they never went up?
I would say they're still on their way up because they never went too far to begin with.
Okay.
And they never
they didn't really fall. They're still trying.
They kind of plateaued. They're still trying. They're still like the underdogs, even though they've been around since, 2010. Which isn't that long.
They're still swinging. Coming out with new stuff
I think they're still trying to hack away at it.
It's been a weird evening of music.
Yeah.
It's been really weird.
It is always weird up
Craig.
In here. Well.
I blame Craig.
I don't care who you blame.
We share the blame.
For you. That was good for you. The Gene Loves Jezebel was good for you.
It was a good medicine.
It was good medicine.
Dose.
Yeah,
I'm drinking extra beer tonight.
It's sometimes you gotta
punish myself.
It's like a vaccine where they inject you with
a little bit of
the poison to immune you to the greater disease.
Think about how stronger you are now.
Of love. See?
Oh God!
Yeah, you'll think of it.
Hopefully, this will cleanse.
Fucking Buffalo Bill, motherfucker.
There's a.
Yeah,
there's fire.
Seeing them when you go to sleep tonight. You close your eyes and there's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep having dreams that I murder people, and I feel like this is gonna be the soundtrack now.
Oh shit!
It's not fun.
Oh, love.
Let's listen to this fucking song.
Yeah, okay, so this song is called Citadel, and there's a bunch cool of art. Fire. Cool art.
It's called Citadel and a Bunch of Fire.
There's a bunch of fire on the album. Oh, there's a burning tree.
To say that this track is fire.
Okay.
I think they are. They're trying to tell us. They're trying to code.
It's off the new album that we're doing.
Yeah, I don't know what their new album is called, but this is just the latest single that they've released.
Okay, so it's just a single, right, at this point. Okay, great.
Yep, yep. So let's give it a shot. Okay. Let's see what it's about.
I didn't think they'd go with the fade out.
Yeah.
You know, the long fade at the end of the song.
I was disappointed by that.
That was a surprise to me. Like, of a song with few surprises, like, that was a surprise.
Yeah, agree. And not the right kind of surprise that you want, necessarily.
Yeah, that was the thing is, like, I found myself really enjoying, like, all the riffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, these are really nice riffs, but, like, just like the transitions were just so lacking.
Yeah.
And I just like, that's like, I just wish that if it were stitched together a bit better. And it was definitely not what I was expecting.
What were you expecting more?
Because when you
it's not exactly what I was expecting either. Yeah.
Yeah, because when you said like Baroness and Mastodon, I was like, I thought I was going to have those sort of going to be more melodic, like the way that those bands like have this kind of. Yeah, what's kind of gotten them out of more crossover into more crossover lands? Yeah. They have this kind of like this melodic bits to them.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
those riffs were cool. They're just like the transitions are so very clunky and
quite clunky. They have this old school death metal vibe that they've been embracing more and more, and that's what I'm realizing with this, especially after listening to that, like the production is just very
guitar's got this elasticity to it that harkens back to things that I don't enjoy as much as I could as I do
elasticity
other things.
Do you mean the lead part
or just the
guitar?
Yeah, it's the main riff through the main thing. It has like that I don't know. It's like the elasticity of the production of that in the bass is got that certain like anthrax kind of aired towards that direction at times, and it always kind of ruins it for me when it becomes a little bit too like I don't know,
like rubbery.
Yeah,
it sounds rubbery.
I could totally see that.
I have a terrible perspective, but.
There are some great guitarists that ruin their music for me because it just sounds too rubbery. The production of it, like Les Claypool even plays with that sometimes where it's just too like, I don't know. It's this weird thing. It's a personal preference. But this had a little bit of that that drove me crazy, and I felt like it took too long to get started. Like it didn't start really until like the solo. And it just kind of was uninspired at the beginning. It was like the warm-up. Mm. Like, you know, all the instruments are turned on. Okay, let's go.
With the doom metal, that is very much the issue at hand, is how to do that well, like play it a very slow, plodding tempo, but make it convincing and energetic at the same time.
To me, it was just like a bit of the drum, the choices of the drum beats. Mm. Because, like, that was a cool riff. Yeah. You could have, like, really done, had an interest, like...
You just did the...
That's like a palette, where you can kind of make an interesting rhythmic choice to play off of it. Yeah. And when you're just like, well, what if it was just eighth notes?
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, okay. That's one way to go.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answers here. Right. I bet you were wearing the cargo shorts.
That dude...
I'm fucking asshole, man.
No, don't, you know.
I never fucking put your opinion in the public forum. I mean, this is what you guys do, but that dude totally plays drums.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. It's just funny. We're just joshing, you know?
What did you think about it, Spence?
Well, there were parts I really, really liked where I did think they were like full steam ahead. I can get behind this, but yeah, that there was just a lot of extra. It seems like to me there, I don't know, there's like a split in this band because they've been going in this like, no, we're going to get like worse kind of a thing, but it's going to be good. Like, fuck you, everybody. Like, they had all these like clean guitars before and like more dynamics, like certainly more dynamic range before. And it, I don't know, I haven't heard the whole album, but this song is, it seems like 15% of what I've heard from them before, only it's like a full song. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like just a sliver of like maybe what they can maybe more do. Like maybe more like 45% of what they do, because they do this kind of thing more often. But yeah, the production is more lo-fi on this than it has been on past recordings. And
so interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why they're going in this direction, but it's interesting because there has been kind of an old school death metal resurgence thing going on.
Do you feel like metal is like a bunch of people standing on a plane looking for the cliff's edge and they don't realize that there's no cliff anymore and they're all standing on just a flat area and they're all like, maybe this is the edge. Oh, maybe this is the edge. Oh, no, is this the edge? And it's just like moving around it's in like, this already explored territory.
Yeah, it's just like you're like, actually in Nebraska.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're
there's,
not
going to there's no elevation.
Yeah, there's no more continents to discover.
It's
you know,
flat.
You can't go like explore inner Africa. Everybody knows what's there.
See,
already.
That's,
you know,
that's my thing because I do like I realize I still love heavy music, but I like it in like the Scott Walker way, in the shoo-shoo way, where it's like the elements of you being abrasive here are actually quite tame.
Here or where?
Inter Arma, for example.
Oh, here,
or,
yes.
Or in like metal, like you were saying, like, oh, we're aggressive. It's just like...
Well, it's not actually, tame. Kind it's of not doing... tame if it's 1994 or 1993.
Right.
Then it's edgy and interesting, but it's...
But that's the thing is like there's motherfuckers in like the 1930s, like a composer like Xenakis, who's just like, it's just like, oh, I'm not really a composer. I'm more of an architect. So what would it sound like if you played a building? And it's just like, and it's just like, oh, interesting. Like that is edgy and aggressive or like.
Yeah, but again, like I can't leave the room quick enough for that shit. Like I mean, it's like I get it,
it's
but I
tough.
Guess it's brilliant.
Well, like
Threnody
for Hiroshima, like Penderecki. So I'm just like, I don't know. You got to deal with it. But come on, like at least if you want to talk about like, okay, there is an edge. There is something you're exploring.
Oh no, here. I'm not saying that
you
there isn't.
Mean?
No, like, I'm saying that that's the genre of metal.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
yeah.
an edge to what is listenable or what's shocking for music. Absolutely, still. I mean,
yeah.
that's always going to be kind of moving. But like these genres that have branded themselves on being like rebellious and on the edge and like making old people scared, like that's. sailed
totally.
You know, in the same way that like the rockabilly, like, you know, the old people in the greasers in the 50s scared old people too, and that's
quaint. Sometimes I wonder though, because have you guys met or talked to anybody who is like very square recently, who like has never really listened to metal and they're still kind of like, oh, they have that weird association with it, like it's dangerous kind of. Like,
I guess we're a bit jaded, aren't we, Craig? Like we kind of already have had a foot in the door.
But it's part of the,
I think you guys
it's
have
part
a point,
of the
though.
Popular culture, and in 50 years, it's going to be on crowd. It's going to be on cards that you buy for your grandma.
Like when I look at these guys,
I mean,
I think of like World of
Facebook.
Warcraft. You know,
yeah, for
and
sure.
I think of just like, oh yeah, this guy
There's
works at 7-Eleven, and
they're
this
all
guy.
Fucking nerds.
Yeah, and it's like, look at that guy, and it's totally fine. But that's just the new, like, reality of what metal is. It's
that's the old.
That's
reality.
Always
yeah,
been
like,
the reality.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. It's always been nerds.
I really
misfits
like
misfits and
yeah. I really like
Tossaways.
In terms of like, in terms of things that are actually like aggressive and whatever, like. I think the classic example is like, and they've kind of memed themselves, but like Death Grips as like this like a popular music touchstone of abrasive, the potential. It's a really interesting fusion, like musically, it's like got this, it's got this metal element, it's got this punk element, it's got this hip hop element, and this electronica element, like kind of done in a way that is really, really works and isn't like campy specifically. And like, but it's memed itself because like they're like, if you just like want to like just like take a one snapshot of like Death Grips and their whole situation, and just like, this is my MC Ryan impression.
That's on point. That's what he sounds
like. But it's
like,
but I actually do really appreciate that, because I think Death Grips is, regardless of how you feel about them, like, still something that's really aggressive and really, really abrasive, and actually has found a bit of like the cliff that you were talking about, where they can appeal to a lot of different groups of people that didn't really have a place to, didn't have a Venn diagram yet.
Okay.
Which I think is always, I think that's always really cool. And I think they're like very creative group, and I and MC Ryde can be funny sometimes.
But. Okay.
I would agree with all of that.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to Death Grips?
I don't believe so. It sounds familiar to me. I don't know why.
It's not something.
Maybe
you could,
maybe Josh has played Death Grips.
It's not something
for
you could ever like play at the store, really. But
because it's like Fashion Week out.
There's no.
Pretty,
there's nobody in the store.
More accessible.
There's not as many people in the store. There's long periods of time that you can play whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing.
You
nothing.
Saw a collective?
Yeah.
Dude, fuck yeah. I was at Centaur a bunch this week because I bought a bunch of new guitar pedals.
Oh, you should stop in and say hi. Yeah, I'm usually there like after 3. So, dude, if you're over there.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's a very valid criticism with this and metal in general. It just is like rehashing the same thing. And then there's like people over here who are actually doing something that's way more effective than like what these guys are trying to get at. And they're doing it completely differently, you know.
But like, who is on the, like, who do you think is like kind of like, is there anyone who's like kind of really doing something different within metal? Like, you're much closer to this than I am, and I just don't.
I mean, as far as like being abrasive and all that kind of stuff,
not specifically,
or?
Just like, like we're like a new band that comes in that isn't like being, who isn't like re-thrash or brutal death metal all over again, or like, oh, it's a prog rock band that sounds like the same fucking prog rock for the past 10 years. Like,
yeah, there's not one
there isn't
that
a
pops
single
to mind.
Band. Yeah. There isn't a single band. Really?
I mean, the stuff I listen to, like, I haven't been listening to very much metal lately, to be honest. And for that probably exact reason is because a lot of it does come across rehashed, and even the new stuff.
I thought you were gonna like come at me with like some fire.
Like, No. I mean, I could look and I probably find something. Like Alkaloid is Christian Wenzner's band, and they're pretty fucking sweet. But it is like you're
just
saying,
like
where
Necrophagus
it's,
Obscura.
He's taking it. They've got, well, yes, in certain parts, but then they've got like this whole Yes kind of vibe, like 70s prog rock.
Word.
Sort of thing that they're trying to infuse, and it's very weird and strange sometimes. And they're still very cool, but as far as like really, you know, reinventing things or really adding another like completely unknown layer, it's
or
not
a new
very
take.
There's not a lot of it. Yeah,
it's disappointing.
It is, honestly. And I don't listen to a ton of metal these days, or a ton of new metal, I should say, like NEW, but.
But I think, I mean, not to say this is going to happen with metal, but it happens with genres of music. I mean, like, they kind of, like, they write the songs that are really good in that genre, and then they kind of,
like, there's bands like
themselves a little bit.
Like, Artificial Brain, they're fucking sick. They do interesting things harmonically, but it's still within the whole, like, we're, like, brutal death metal kind of a thing.
I mean, most of pop music falls under that same. I mean, country western music's been under that umbrella for the last 40 years, and, like, it's not getting any better. It's... But people like it. But people will always love metal. People always love country western music.
Right.
People always love bubblegum pop. And it's like, it's not super being revolutionized all the time.
Right.
But times are ripe for something to come along that is the next jazz or rock and roll or whatever that is.
Well, there is jazz is we live with a jazz drummer who's really interested in modern music.
Dan.
And
he's been on the podcast.
Dan on the podcast.
Shout out.
But yeah, like, there is this really cool thing happening in jazz where it's like not trad jazz focused and not elevator, which it was. Mm-hmm. It's like this cool new take on fusion where they're like bringing in elements of EDM and hip hop and trap and making like really like this interesting new like revitalization of jazz that is like sorely needed for several decades.
Yeah, totally.
Which is like cool, but like I don't really know of any other genre where it's like a generation of kids who are all kind of like copying each other and copying different people, but it's making, which is like necessary. That's just like part of like a new evolution of things, which, you know, does create for internal homogeneity. But it's really cool that it's like, oh, it's like jazz school kids, but they dress weird and their music's fucked up. Yeah, like, it's kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's what's going to, it's going to be something like that or something where we just don't even have on the radar right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'll be.
It'll be 5 years and then it'll be the, standard.
We're like, what?
It'll be hard to say.
What are these kids listening to? What the fuck?
I mean, like, the stuff that my niece listens to, who's like 12, is just, I don't know, it's like forest sounds with like people playing like, I don't know, like pieces of garbage in the background.
Are you like, for real?
Yeah, she it's some sort of like Japanese like thing that's big over there, like
that's
just
amazing.
Things that like, oh my god, you know, and like all of her friends are in it, and she lives in Casper, Wyoming, and that's like any indication of like what's
it's like the, and she's like into the hippest shit possible.
Well, she also loves like, oh, I love this song from the Disney Channel too, you know, like
that like, is amazing. I love that. Yeah, that's highbrow low
bro. She doesn't differentiate.
And the next podcast, I would love to do an episode on highbrow lowbrow with you guys. Can I introduce a subject?
Yeah.
Can I be that fucking
highbrow lowbrow?
That sounds like a great subject.
You guys fuck with highbrow lowbrow?
I think I do. I don't know exactly what it means, but I think
basically,
I do.
Highbrow lowbrow is perfectly summed up by like, what's your two favorite songs, Zoe? Or no, her name's like Dylan or some shit. Like, and she's like, what's your favorite song? Oh, it's like, yeah, it's like these like Japanese garbage men, and they like go to the jungle and they just bang on garbage, and you're like, whoa, out. Like sacks of garbage. She's like, what's the other song? It's just like, boys will be boys and I love you, boys don't go to school.
So how do you play the game?
Well, it's not a game, it's an aesthetic philosophy that I've been developing for several years. It has its root in jazz drummer Dave King, who advanced the philosophy as a practice, but I'm developing it into an aesthetic philosophy. You know, an aesthetic philosophy,
a self-contradicting aesthetic philosophy.
Oh no! Well, yeah, but it's contradiction that don't make net zeros; they create net positives. And so an example would just be like, yeah, like avant-garde sound collage and then Disney Channel music. Mm-hmm. But you can do it with anything, and it's always good to combine various things. Like,
oh, okay.
You know, like the example that I give is like pairing Oreos with a very fine red wine.
Oh, I see. Well,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you can do that with a lot of different things, and it's I found it to be helpful. It's why I like collage too, to bring it back to the collage.
I see what you're saying. I didn't understand the game part of it. Now I understand.
Well, it's not really a game.
It is. It's a combination game, like where you pick two, like
that's part of it. Together. But I wrote a treaty.
It can be like a philosophy. I can see how you can apply it to all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
music especially.
Like we should do an episode on highbrow lowbrow.
Yeah.
If you guys are into it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll start my own podcast.
Maybe you should just do highbrow, lowbrow podcast.
I think my podcast is going to be called Second Amendment Vegans.
Dude. Yes, that's I think awesome. I know who your co-host would be already.
Yeah, it would be Mike Ashton, yes. But he would never be there.
Right. Because he's just like, I don't need to.
He would just want to talk. He would just ask me if my ABY pedal was true bypass, because there'd be tone suck. And then he'd spill beer over my shit.
Oh, snap.
I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah, you are. That was rough. That was bad. That was a poor timed beer spillage.
It was a poor timing for criticism.
Oh, dear.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Well,
shout out to Mike.
Okay. Well, that's a sad story to end it on, I guess.
Well, we haven't hit or shitted.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The whole point of this.
I give it like a... I don't know if I even care enough to give it a shit. I think I give it an or.
I think you should just give it a shit at that point. If it's like a lack of care.
I don't dislike
care,
it,
like,
though. I did not dislike it at any point.
It was like
point.
Water on a duck's back.
Just...
Yeah.
Slid right off.
It was fine all the way through, but it was just fine.
God. Yeah. I'd have to agree pretty fairly with that assessment.
Isn't it sad that just, like, these people, like, spent a lot of time, energy, and money to create a thing, and it completely did not affect us anyway, positively or negatively?
Yeah, it is very sad to think
That's like
about.
A fucking bummer.
But we took the time to listen to it.
Yeah.
And that's something that we did for them. I don't know if anybody cares if you like whether shit or not. Just download it. You know.
Yeah,
just
I mean everyone listening. Everyone listening.
It will. It'll just cost you about 7 minutes of your life.
Right, and you know you got a car or something. You can drive in this door.
Maybe you don't have a car.
Maybe you don't have a car. But you have headphones. You have an iPhone.
Yeah.
You can look it up. You can play.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is actually really sad. It saddens me. And that's the kind of unfortunate state of metal right now. But you know, I'm optimistic, and I'm one of those people who I just like the aesthetic
in
general.
You're gonna be one of those guys that, like, you know, like my uncle used to play polka, in like people that are 80 years old that love polka still go to polka shows, and they dance and they love it and they have a good time, and the rest of the world can fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be like in your wheelchair, like fucking out there in the mosh pit, like fucking running into the guy with the walker. And that's it. And your grandkids are gonna think that you're fucking retarded. But that's what you like.
Yeah.
Dressing in fucking, yeah.
Yeah, so be it. I mean, I'm not into the culture, you know, as much, really.
But
so
probably at that time, it'll be like, you can go to like a virtual club and take on an avatar of like, you can be Glenn Danzig, but like actually like a man's height. That'd be amazing.
Wow.
Well, should we call it in? Because I guess we've already lost Aaron.
Yeah,
but we appreciate Aaron coming, even though he left.
Yeah, he had to pee or something.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was fun.
It was a good one, and I think that it was. Did we get what it was? We didn't get his vote.
I think I'm pretty sure it was an or for him.
Yeah, or and you are or as well.
I agreed with you as well.
So it's three ors.
It's kind of I'm depressed a little bit because of it. To be honest,
well, that's all right.
It is okay.
It was a good discussion.
Yeah.
But thanks for tuning in, and you can find this song on Spotify, so you can give it an or too.
Hell yeah. Check it out.
Check it out.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.